10 years ago, lots of people were asking the same questions as Kenju. Why were people diagnosed with bipolar disorder, schizophrenia, and depression dying so early?
I decided that I needed to look into this because it was just happening too frequently.
What Ju and others in the mental health field discovered was people suffering from the worst cases were dying at a much quicker rate than the rest of the population. Dartmouth doctor Steve Bartels says the major culprit was cardiovascular disease.
There is a very high rate of obesity, poor nutrition, and smoking. On top of that, many of the medications actually are associated with higher rates of diabetes.
The very medication doctors used to help relieve chronic mental illness also slowed a patient's metabolism and left them feeling lethargic. But Bartels grumbles no one was paying attention.
We have a mental health system that until recently has really only focused on people's mental health and largely neglected their physical health.
Ken Ju says it's like a light bulb went off. In 2003, Ju, who at the time ran the Community Mental Health Center Monadnock Family Services, unveiled In Shape. The idea behind the program was simple: help his clients live longer. Essentially, In Shape pairs a person with a dietitian and a trainer to help them learn to eat better and get healthy. At age 18, Megan Hammond was on 10 medications for schizoaffective and generalized anxiety disorders.
I was on Clozaril, Cogentin, Buspar, Lamictal, Depakote, Lithium, Celexa. I was on Zoloft. I was on Atenolol for my blood pressure. And I think there's one more. I can't remember.
What she does remember is how miserable she felt. Hammond says she went up 5 dress sizes from an 8 to an 18.
And that does a number on your self-esteem. You want to feel better, so you take the meds, but then you feel worse because you gain the weight.
Hammond couldn't enroll in InShape until she was 21. When she was finally eligible, she was matched with a trainer. Those first sessions at the Y didn't start off well.
I would say, "You're going to kill me, you're going to kill me." And she would say, "Megan, I'm going to make sure that you live longer. Because with the physical activity you're doing for your heart, for your whole body, you are going to live longer."
Hammond says at the start she lacked self-esteem. Plus, she didn't lose weight for 6 months. But she promised herself she'd give the program a year. And eventually she found she loved exercising, particularly water aerobics. Today, Hammond is 24. She says she's shed 25 pounds and is down to a size 14. She's not sure if she'll ever fit into those size 8s she's tucked away in her closet, but she likes the decisions she's making for herself, like the time she got angry at a friend when they were on the phone.
I was just in rage. I was so angry. And instead of cutting myself without even thinking about it, I went for this little jog and I was walking and went and I got a cup of tea at Starbucks and I was just, you know, letting that energy out.
Hammond says all this exercise has resulted in eliminating 3 of her prescriptions. She's down to 6 now. Hammond's experience is the kind of story that explains why In Shape is being emulated around the state and in other parts of the country. Earlier this week, the federal government awarded New Hampshire with a $10 million grant to expand the program. State officials and researchers are beginning to analyze the financial benefits to In Shape. The thinking is that by emphasizing physical health, the government will save on meds and treating people for heart disease in their 50s. But really, mental health folks like In Shape creator Ken Ju say the real goal is to make sure people like Megan Hammond live as long as possible. For NHPR News, I'm Dan Gorenstein.